The Word of Life. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
Peter had understood that the words of his teacher were different from those of other teachers. Their words were coming from an earthly source, belonging to and having their destiny on earth. The words of Jesus are spirit and life, because they come from heaven. They are a light that descends from heaven, and their power comes from above. His words have a wealth and a depth that other words do not have, no matter how philosophical, political, or poetic they are. His are words of eternal life, because they contain, express, and communicate the fullness of that life that never ends, since it is the very life of God. Jesus is risen and lives, and his words, although spoken in the past, are not mere memories. They are words addressed to all of us today, and to every person of every time and culture. They are universal, eternal words. The words of Jesus. They must have been his greatest art. The Word who spoke in human words. What content, what intensity, what expression, what a voice. Yes, divine words fully satisfy a spirit that is made for the infinite. They illuminate the mind and one's whole being as well, because they are light, love, and life. They give strength, especially in the face of dismay and discouragement. They give a sense of freedom, because they open the path to truth.